Mahia Nathan has been a long-time principal at Te Kurua Manurewa, Te Whare Kurua Manurewa, actually, which has been based for ages at the Manurewa Marae. They're moving to a new complex, which is near completion, and that is at Hornway on Browns Road. And it's a very exciting time for the kura and very exciting time for their tumuakis with us today. Tēnā koe, Mahia. It's very exciting, isn't it, as you drive past and see the bricks and mortar that's going to be part of the campus going forward. And, you know, congratulations. I know you've been batting for a long time, not for yourself, but to provide better facilities for our Tauira Māori in Manurewa. It's an exciting time. How far away are we from having our tamariki make their way into their whare home?
Yeah, it's been a while, Dale. It's been a dream of the whānau to relocate from the back of the marae here to a new facility. And so, yeah, I think so. The opening day officially is going to be the Friday, the 5th of July, which is the last day of this term. And so, yeah, the whānau, the kids, staff, everybody's really, really excited and looking forward to the move. But so we had a site visit the other day on the Tuesday, and yeah, things are really, really looking good in terms of the fittings on the inside, classrooms, the gymnasium, the staff room, the reception area. They're pretty much on track in terms of the inside. There's still a bit of work to do on the outside around the lawns and the field. The builders assure us that things will be ready on time come the 5th of July.
Pretty exciting, so, man. Fantastic. Yeah, it'll be great for our young people. New gym. Well, just everything's new, and it's a great springboard into the future for the kura. Couple of things. Charter schools, what do you make of this push? I see a little piece saying Nathan Drury believes charter schools could help Māori prosper. Nathan's pushing along Tipene, it seems. And that was even used with David Seymour's announcement. What do you make of charter schools per se?
I'll be honest, not really a fan of charter schools. A little bit surprised, but not surprised that Tipene have gone down that pathway. Obviously, Nathan, yeah, he's a pretty astute guy, him and his wife, Yvette. Yeah, they've been down the line in Palmerston North running their kura down there. They've both seen some benefits that would, dovetail in terms of the kaupapa that they're setting up at Tipene, the new Tipene. So, yeah, there's a strong emphasis in terms of the roadshow corridor that has been around when they've been around the country. That, you know, for all the old boys, it's not going to be like the old school. The old school is the old school. This is a new school and new ideas. I was very impressed with their presentation. And he did allude, you know, to the fact that at that time himself and Yvette were talking to the minister, Seymour. So it was no surprise, I think, that they've gone that way. And they've obviously got their reasons. But, yeah, the boat's a bit out on this one, Dale. I've never been a fan of charter schools simply because of the lack of accountability around the appointment of staff. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem to be a requirement that they are trained. And I think that's unfortunate. But there are obviously things that other people can see, particularly around the autonomy in terms of how you can spend the bulk funding that you're given. So that seems to appeal to some people who want to go down that road. Hey, but my personal feeling is that I think people should have a close look at what the advantages are, you know, weigh it up in terms of how the current system works and how the charter huarahi will benefit us, particularly Tata Tiwi Māori, our reo, our tikanga, and that sort of thing. And I think there might be some people who might see that there are some advantages to go down that pathway. But personally, I'm not a fan of charter schools.
10 Luckwit. Could you give us an update about school lunches? I'm picking a lot of our kura. Actually, appreciate them. The kai is for the tamariki, but sometimes if there is any left over, it ends up to whānau. Nothing's wasted. Yes. What's the situation with the kura you that you run?
Well, pretty much every day our kids eat everything. So, you know, we've got a roll of up to about 80 kids over here at the moment. And the important thing for us is that we've people who are providing the lunches for us are attached or associated with Ngāti Teata in Waiuku. So I made a deliberate effort to contract a local iwi, a Māori company. And so they're delivering our lunches, making our lunches for us. And we provide them with a lot of feedback. And so they've tailor-made the lunches to reflect what the kids want. And so there's no wastage. So the kids get what they want. They eat it all up and come to the end of the lunchtime. They're asking for more, Dale. I got some big boys here, Dale, you know, some really big eaters. And they, you know, one sandwich or one sitting is not enough. Two, three, sometimes. But we never waste our kai. We always find ways of recycling the kai by giving it back to the tauira to take it back to whānau. So that's it's a win-win situation for us. I'm surprised, to be honest, Dale, that the minister, he was threatening to cut the funding for the lunches, but in fact the funding stayed. Except there's a change from the year 7s, I think, or year 8s up, year 13s. I think my understanding was that the dollar figure was $8 per head in terms of the previous regime. Now the dollar figure has gone down to about $3 per head, which in my view is, you know, that's ridiculously low. Obviously, whenever you reduce that amount, then there's one, a reduction in the quantity of the food and possibly, or more than possibly, and probably the reduction of quality in terms of the food that our kids are going to get. So a little bit worried about that. But, yeah, really.